Late today, Israel has agreed to a 48-hour suspension of airstrikes in South Lebanon as it investigates the deadly bombing in Khana. That according to a U.S. State Department spokesman. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice abruptly canceled a return diplomatic trip to Beirut and said she's working to end the fighting, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
After news of the civilian dead in Khana, Lebanon's Prime Minister Fouad Sinoura said it would be useless for Secretary Rice to come to Beirut unless she's calling for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire. Rice postponed the trip, saying she would instead stay in Jerusalem and work toward a broader peace deal to be taken before the UN soon.
We're making real progress on a political framework and believe the parties are coming together on this aspect. We are also pushing for an urgent end to the current hostilities. But the views of the parties on how to achieve this are different.
But despite growing international pressure, Secretary Rice did not call for an immediate ceasefire. Rice has repeatedly said the U.S. wants a durable peace that leads to a new Middle East, not merely a ceasefire that reinforces the status quo. Officials in Ehud Olmert's office said the prime minister told Rice today that Israel needs another 10 to 14 days for its military operation against Hezbollah. Olmert expressed sadness for the civilian deaths, but vowed that, quote, we will not blink in front of Hezbollah and we will not stop the offensive. But with images of dead Lebanese children being pulled from the rubble in Khana splashed across the world, the calls for an immediate ceasefire grew louder today. The United Nations, the European Union, the Vatican, the Arab League, and several Arab leaders condemned the civilian deaths and called for an end to the bloodshed. Pope Benedict said in the name of God, both sides should end the spiral of violence. UN Chief Kofi Annan said both sides bear responsibility for the violence and probably violations of international law. Annan said he was deeply disturbed that previous UN calls for a ceasefire have gone unheeded. A Human Rights Watch official said the bombing, quote, highlighted Israel's continued disregard for the Geneva Conventions and inability to distinguish between civilian and military targets. The Israel Defense Force dismissed those criticisms as misplaced.
I wish that those people you mentioned would be equally strong in condemning Hezbollah for using these Lebanese as their human shields and as their front from which to fire missiles on Israel.
Israeli Army Captain and military spokesman Jacob Dallal said Lebanese civilians were warned to leave Hezbollah areas in the south. And Dallal says military video shows that the guerrilla group repeatedly fired rockets just yards away from the building that was bombed by Israeli jets. Last week, Israel bombed a clearly marked United Nations compound, killing four UN observers. During this 19-day-old war, there have been numerous other incidents in which the Israeli Air Force says it targeted Hezbollah, but ended up killing women and children. The rising Lebanese civilian death toll has some analysts questioning the intelligence used in Israeli military planning and targeting in South Lebanon. It's a criticism Captain Dallal rejects.
There isn't an intelligence breakdown. This is war. We're dealing with intense combat, hundreds of missiles shot at us, over 100 a day. We're trying to fight a clean battle, and they're trying to drag us into a dirty war. And this is the problem with terrorism. Terrorists use civilians to hide behind and to shoot from.
Meanwhile, not only Shiite Hezbollah vowed revenge for the bombing. In the Gaza Strip, Mushir al-Masri, a senior leader of the Sunni-dominated Hamas group, also vowed retaliation. Al-Masri hinted that Hamas might resume suicide bombings inside Israel. He said, quote, in the face of this open war against Muslim nations, all options are open. And today, the Israeli army says it caught two Palestinian would-be suicide bombers with explosive belts and explosives outside the West Bank city of Nablus. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.